difficult year, to say the least, when it comes to the pandemic for a variety of reasons. People lost jobs, as you know. Kids didn't go to school, as you know. And for a lot of kids, that's where they get fed. And obviously, if you don't have a job, it makes it difficult to put food on the table. That's for sure. And food security is something we should take seriously. It might not concern you, but it concerns a lot of folks, and I want you to pay attention. Dawn Opel is the Director of Research and Strategic Initiatives with the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Dawn, good to have you here.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. The Food Bank Council of Michigan has been awarded $200,000 for an initiative called Boundless Collaborations. What does that mean?
So what that means is Feeding America is looking for innovative approaches to serving more people in ways that COVID-19 really tested the food banks as a network, their capacity to feed as many people as needed charitable food assistance during the pandemic. So they are awarding grants for planning and for development to create new kinds of ventures with food banks. And our Michigan network here was awarded one of the five grants across the country to start looking at how to serve particularly seniors and other vulnerable populations that really struggle during the pandemic under our traditional food bank distribution channels, and how to feed them more effectively.
So when I think of that, I think of things like Meals on Wheels. You've got food that's distributed to communities that way. Obviously, you have food banks in some places, but they're not always easily accessible. And if you're not on some list where somebody can drop it off, whether it's to an organization like your own or a church or some other friend or family member, it might be tough to eat, is what you're telling me.
That's exactly right. And you're smart to point out Meals on Wheels is really our go-to home delivery food program in this country. But it relies very heavily on volunteers, particularly older adult volunteers, to get that food to doorsteps and inside of seniors' homes. And so what we found during the pandemic is that volunteer-based programs like that really were not scalable when the need skyrocketed. And so we're really looking. We know that home delivery is something that people, you can look around in your own neighborhood and, everyone's using these home delivery services for food. And we're really trying to figure out how to help folks in need with a similar infrastructure. And that's a lot about what our grant is about, is how do we help folks who really need that last mile assistance to get food into their homes using the charitable food network.
Could end up being a few miles, actually, if they're, a lot of the folks that don't have access to the food banks are ones that live out in the country and don't have the ability to get there, and they're seniors. And so if you go back to the pandemic, obviously a lot of seniors were concerned about their own health and well-being, so they weren't volunteering, they weren't going out and driving for Meals on Wheels, they weren't going to the food banks, and so the problem that was there before was exacerbated, would be my guess. Your thoughts?
That's exactly right. You've absolutely nailed it. We really looked at, during COVID, it was sort of the perfect storm of the traditional food supply chain having difficulties, but then the infrastructure to get food delivered really fell down for our most vulnerable citizens. And that is really what this grant is designed to look at, is how do we create a more resilient charitable food network for those that are in rural areas, for those that are homebound, for those that, that can't get to a traditional food bank distribution. And that, those are really the big questions that we have, is that we are able to do, as you've seen probably in the news, these huge mobile food distributions in parking lots that are drive-through, and we're serving, thousands, tens of thousands of people that way in Michigan even today. But the problem with that is that it requires a car. It requires being, in a close enough proximity to those distributions to get there.
That's right.
And so we're really looking at how we can serve more people, the ones that we're missing, through some new programs and some new infrastructure that we don't currently have.
Dawn Opel is the Director of Research and Strategic Initiatives for the Food Bank Council of Michigan. The generosity of Americans not in doubt and not in question, Dawn. It's how we deliver that food to the people that need it most. It sounds like a delivery challenge, a distribution challenge, which is often the case. How many people in Michigan does your organization estimate have a food security issue any given day?
Well, you know, the pandemic really tested those statistics that we tend to look at, because it is it skyrocketed at the beginning of COVID in March 2020. We were looking at an additional 800,000 people that were struggling with food security over the numbers that we traditionally see, but we're seeing a number anywhere from 20 to 30. Plus percent of Michiganders are food insecure, meaning that they lack access, reliable access to food on a daily basis.
And I know a lot of schools, they did their level best to have food distributed through the schools, with drive-throughs and drive-up programs throughout the pandemic. But again, if people can't get it to their houses, it's a challenge. Tell the folks how they can help you, to help Michigan residents, to help their friends and neighbors. Where can they go? Where can they contribute? Where can they volunteer?
Sure. Well, you can go to feedmichigan.org if you're interested in contributing. That's the easiest way. And if you're interested in volunteering and finding the food bank that is closest to you, you can look at our website at the Food Bank Council of Michigan at fbcm.org or fbcmich.org. I apologize.
No, I've got it up. That's exactly right. fbcmich.org. That's the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Feedmichigan.org, a place where you can go and contribute. And Dawn, it is an important time for people that can do to do. I greatly appreciate you being here. I wish you the very best. And we'll get back with you here in a few weeks and see if we have an update on how things are going.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it very much. Dawn Opel, Director of Research Strategic Initiatives at the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Listen, the pandemic put the hurt on a lot of people. So if you've got the time to volunteer, fbcmich.org, a place to go. If you've got some money, you can help people out. Feedmichigan.org. It's about your friends and neighbors, and sometimes you have to put out a helping hand. It's the Steve Gruber Show.